Gerald Michel Owen, thank you very much for joining Press TV's Face to Face. Thanks. My first question to you. Why do you support Hezbollah?
Well, we are supporting each other. We are the same people living in Lebanon, maybe with different way, you know, to have a way to different confessions, or different religion, but we are the same citizens. And we have the same nationality, the same entity. So it's normal that we'll be together when Hezbollah doing, you know, the resistance to Israel, which is an enemy, and he's right now fighting against terrorists. So he's defending in the same time the Lebanese society, which is a pluralist society, composed from different religions, different people, or still being the same people.
So is it the resistance to Israel the main thing that that puts...
We started like that. We didn't think at that moment in 2006 that we are going to have the terrorism here. So the terrorists, you know, arrived, started in Syria, and also it is threatening. It was threatening the Lebanese border, and they were trying, you know, to get in Lebanon. So he made a strong, great job in defending the Lebanese frontiers, because the army was not sufficient, let's say, at that moment.
Yeah, I was speaking to Amin Jumayel yesterday, the former president, and he told me that Lebanon needs to have only one army, and Hezbollah needs to put down its weapons and join the national army. What do you say to that?
Okay, the army actually is not so strong, you know, too strong to defend the country. So we have to equip the army and to train it to be able, you know, to defend our country. Right now, it is not like that.
So you think Lebanon needs Hezbollah to defend its
borders?
Yes,
we need the resistance, because at any time, Lebanon will not have an balance of forces with Israel or with Syria, with any other country. So if we have to defend ourselves, so we have to make stronger army. And also because the number of our population, our economy cannot support a strong army like Israel. Israel is helped by the United States, by all the Jewish diaspora. And so they can have, and helped by the United States especially, they can have the highest technology in weapons, and so they can have a very destructive power, so that we cannot afford. So we need, you know, a kind of fighting, that we need the guerrillas against the classic armies. So they are stronger than us, they are more rich than us. So the only way to defend Lebanon, that's the guerrilla warfare.
There are those who believe that your alliance with Hezbollah is because you want to become the next president of Lebanon. What do you say to that?
Well, I was not thinking of that when the Hezbollah, when we make an understanding before. But when the when Israel attacked Lebanon, at that moment we became allies. So I didn't think that moment that I will become, you know, president of Lebanon. It was only that a war, you know, to defend Lebanon and to defend the Lebanese people. We didn't think at that moment that there is a president to elect in 5 years. So that it was immediate reaction about that. Those people, they are very poor-minded to think like that.
Yeah, they also believe that you want to reform, you want to change Taif Accord for the same reason.
I want to change, yes, they want to change many laws, but it is not in the agreement of Taif. We have to make reforms in our laws to have more control in the finances, to have more justice, because we have to fight the corruption in the country. So we have to make these reforms. But I am not going to attack our constitution. But the why those people don't say that Taif was never respected, and we have to implement Taif, not to change it.
Do you see yourself as the next president of Lebanon?
Well, I have the right to be candidate, and especially I am the best one supported by many Lebanese people, and I am the more representative in Lebanon, you know.
So you think that your chances are quite high?
Yes, why not?
Who is your most important rival in this race?
Rival? No rival right now. Till now, there is no rival. Because there is big difference between me and any other rival. Therefore, the opposition is, negative only. They don't present any candidate.
Let's go to the question of Syria. What's going on in Syria today? The terrorism that's spilling over to Lebanon and to other countries throughout the region. Who do you think is the party that is most responsible for it? Is it the Syrian government, or is it those countries who are supporting terrorists in Syria?
Well, for me, it's not a question of human rights that, like what the people said, that I want to change a dictator, to change a regime in Syria. They want to change, well, the regime, in fact, the regime, because Syria is not collaborating with them for economic reasons, that they want to have a gasoline, what to say, from Qatar to Turkey and then to reach Europe as a gas market, and to challenge Russia in Europe. That's the first reason. Therefore, there is a war. They want to change Bashar Assad to be able to do a deal.
Why do you think they haven't managed to change Bashar al-Assad so far?
Before?
So far, up until this moment.
Okay, they can't, because the Syrian people, with their army and the structure of the country is still, you know, working. And the resistance was also so strong to these attacks, to this big army coming from about 84 states, foreign states, to fight in Syria. Syria resisted very well, and I think it was helped too from Iran, supported by Hezbollah, who supported strongly, the Syrian army. So right now, Syria is receiving more help, and many of the West countries, changed their opinion. And right now they are going to fight also, not like the Russian, but they are going to fight Daesh and the Nusra.
Do you think that the Russian airstrikes, the Russian military campaign in Syria, is going to be a game changer at the end of the day?
Well, it depends upon their will. If they want to reach only a political solution, well, they will stop when the solution is reached. If not, if they want to change radically, well, they can do it. Maybe it will take more time.
What's your prediction? What do you think the Russians will do?
Well, what I wish or what's my prediction?
Yeah, well, what do you wish them to do?
Well, I want to fix, the government. The government of Bashar Assad, and well, to make some change in the Syrian constitution.
And what is your prediction?
Well, they will do that, I think.
So you're optimistic?
Yes, certainly, but they will destroy all the terrorists. Not those that Saudi Arabia said or nominated.
Yeah.
But I think Nusra, Daesh, Jaish al-Islam, all these people, they are real terrorists,
So here's the thing. A lot of people are asking why the United States and Saudi Arabia are just calling some of those militants moderate militants.
Well, they will participate, with these people in the ruling the country, and they will make for them maybe a force of influence in Syria.
A lot of people believe that now that there is power vacuum in Lebanon, it's going to have an impact on the situation on the ground in Syria. What's your opinion?
No, I don't think, because Hezbollah is fighting, and they're still fighting with them, and nobody can interfere with our resistance there.
The fight in Syria by Hezbollah, is that going to weaken Hezbollah's position in Lebanon?
No. Because our alliance is so strong, as armed resistance, and we are strong in policy. Right now we are neutralizing this government because they are outpassing the constitution, and they are abusing, of the power.
There are those who believe that Saudi Arabia is spending a lot of money in Lebanon, buying politicians.
Well, since a long time ago.
Have you heard of any top politician being paid by Saudi Arabia?
Well, there was a leak of WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks said that the TV stations were paid by Saudi Arabia, and some people, are paid too. Maybe future will party, they are paid, by Hariri, who is having money from Saudi Arabia.
So you believe that Saudi Arabia is directly funding future parties?
Certainly, they have a direct influence on the Sunni.
Yeah, what have they achieved so far in Lebanon, the Saudis?
Well, before, they were, you know, forming governments. They were, Lebanon was following their policy here.
Now that things are changing.
Right now, you know, it's stopped, you know. They can't do what they want, except participating, you know, ruling the internal affairs of Lebanon. But in politics, they cannot change anything.
Let's talk about the influence that Iran has in Lebanon right now. Do you think Iran is interfering with Lebanon's internal affairs?
Well, no, Iran, it doesn't interfering in our internal affairs. But certainly Iran is powerful in the region, and it is helping the Lebanese resistance. A strategic object, you know, objectives or aims in the area. There was mutual, you know, support from Iran to resistance and the resistance to Iran. It is permitted, you know, in a case, because everyone is ruling its country and in the same time make an alliance with another. It's more an alliance than it is obedience to the other.
A lot of assassinations have happened, high-profile assassinations have happened in Lebanon over the past 10 years, like the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri and Pierre Jamayel.
And others.
But
Zubran Twain,
every time it's happening, there are fingers of blame at Hezbollah, at Syria, but no one says maybe Israel was behind the assassinations.
Yes, that's right.
Why is this happening? Why is it that the Lebanese politicians are not suspicious about Israel's role in these assassinations in Lebanon?
Well, they are following, you know, some policy, and they don't know. They don't want to know the truth about. But they have, you know, political, you know, objective that to say that Syria, to accuse Syria or Hezbollah. That's a political way, you know, to say it. But I don't think that Hezbollah, neither Syria, did, you know, these crimes. We know that others, you know, I suspect, personally, I suspect Israel.
So you...
Because I didn't accuse Syria. But when Syria was here, I say it is responsible. I didn't say it is criminal. I said responsibility because they are responsibility of the security of Lebanon. You know, it's some responsibility, but they are not the murderers.
So you believe that Israel could have been behind assassinations in Lebanon?
Yes.
Over the past decade or so?
They have done already, you know, many crimes in Lebanon, many murders, some in Saida, some in Beirut, Dahia. It will not be the first time, but everybody was used to say before that Israel is doing the attack, But after the Syrian departure, they will accuse, they accused, you know, Syria of doing the murders. But it is not, you know, a true accusation. It is a political one.
How do you see the role of Israel in Syria, in the conflict in Syria? What are they doing over there?
They participated directly, you know. And they certainly, if they participated, it wished, you know, to change the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Hoping that it will, you know, it will control forever the Golan Heights, and to get rid of the refugee, of Palestinian refugees in Syria and in Lebanon.
Let's go to the issue of Turkey, the Turkish politics today, making headlines all over the world. The AK Party has won really big, a landslide victory, something a lot of people didn't expect. Do you think this huge victory for Recep Erdogan and Ahmet Davutoglu would put them in a position to strengthen their support for the militancy in Syria against President Bashar al-Assad?
No, I don't think so. Maybe he will become more wise, you know, to attack again, you know, the Syrians. And I think he was helped by some foreign powers. To win the elections, but in condition of
what foreign powers we talking about?
Well, pardon.
What foreign powers we talking about?
Well, he is in the NATO, you know. But I think they will be very quiet after the election. And he has many troubles in Syria, and he would like, you know, to arrange the Turkish situation before then to look to Syria.
Yeah, what's your message to AK Party and President Erdogan now that they won the election? Your message.
My message? To take care only of Turkey and he has not to dream of an empire in the Middle East.
General Michelon, thank you very much.
Same to you.